I invite baby Eowyn and her family to come forward, please. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers to whom we are connected in body, mind, and spirit in our communities and those long-distance relationships. It's such a sacred day to be together, and it's such a special service to have our youth leading us and sharing with us. And now we enter into one of the most sacred rites of passage and activities we do as a religious community. This is Eowyn Isabel Lalish Mana. She is a glorious, beautiful baby sleeping in her mommy's arms right now. When we do baby dedications, There are three essential elements of it. Every night a child is born is a holy night. And every child that is born has inherent dignity and worth and independent beauty and blessing. So we acknowledge all the blessings that come with this child. And we have the power to bless with the spirit. And so part two is that we put our hearts and bodies and minds together to let the family and the baby know that we want to be a channel of a blessing to the child and pray and wish for a blessing for the baby today, tomorrow, and the next day. And the third part is commitment, covenant of commitment. So it's so wonderful to be doing this with you all.
A reading selected for this occasion. Listen to the Mustn't by Shel Silverstein. Listen to the mustn't, child. Listen to the don't. Listen to the shouldn't. The impossibles, the won't. Listen to the never haves. And then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. I invite you to come over. So why don't you come forward? Who here has come to dedicate themselves to being parents to this child, giving all that you have and all that you are to her well-being? Say your names.
Trevor Lalish Mana.
Signe Lalish Mana.
And how shall this child be known to this community?
Eowyn Isabel Lalish Mana.
Eowyn, by the witness of your family and this congregation, I acknowledge the holy light that already lives in you. You are already blessed. I dedicate you, Eowyn. Oh, dedication's a big responsibility. I dedicate you to a life of wonder, love, and well-being, safe from harm and filled with adventure. With this symbol of life, a rose, I touch your head that it may know wisdom, faith, and intelligence. With the purity of the water that gives life to this rose, I touch your lips that they might speak words of truth and love. I touch your heart, Eowyn, that you might know courage and compassion, both for yourself and for all people. I touch your feet, covered in swaddling clothes, that you might stand strong in the face of all that life has in store for you. Your entire being, Erwin, is blessed. May you grow freely in strength, self-reliance, beauty, exploration, and joy with each passing day. This is for you.
Trevor and Signe. Trevor and Signe, you two are parents with a double blessing of Orson over there and Eowyn here, and you know we're watching you with such joy in our hearts as you're experiencing all the bounty and richness of these blessings of these two wonderful children. And you also know that you have the most responsibility. You have the most weight on your shoulder to provide safety and love and growth and unconditional love and goodness in the environment as much as possible for Eowyn. And so we see that commitment in you all the time, and we at this sacred moment, I ask, can you publicly declare your intention to be committed to parents for the coming years of your lives to Eowyn?
We do.
We do.
And to the grandparents, Paula and Greg, please come forward. To honor your granddaughter, Eowyn, and her parents, will you also receive the responsibility to nurture, love, and teach this child? Do you promise to share your lives with her, encouraging her to grow in love and ability, connecting her to her heritage, and allowing her to embrace the future? If so, Mom. Say we do.
Today,
are you part of the family? Oh, okay. Do you promise to share in the responsibility as well? Uncle, what's your name, Uncle?
Jeff.
Uncle Jeff. All right. Amen.
As many know, today is a blessing and an hasta luego. We are wishing, this is part of a transition of saying goodbye to this family who will be moving to the West Coast. So we're wishing them all the best, and we'll be seeing them at other times on visits. So when we do a charge to the community, it's understood a little more broadly, but it takes a village to raise every child. No family can or should do it on their own. They're brought at birth into a vast, infinite school of the world, and particular communities, spiritual communities, are often blessed and charged with taking care. So do you, the people of this community, pledge 100% commitment to provide an environment of compassion, peace, and unconditional love for this child? If so, please say we do.
And there's one last group that I'd like to invite to bless the child in the way that only children can. So will our children please come up to join in the blessing of Erwin and her family? Come up, come up. Welcome. Let's all surround Erwin with our love and our caring. Can we all see her? Just getting a little bit of rest here. All right. Oh, there's some more coming. Come on down, come on down. Eowyn and her family are soon going to be moving away, but we believe that it's important that they hear some special words from us to let them know how important they are to our entire community and to wish them all the best on their journey. So I'd like for you to promise with all of us that when Eowyn gets bigger and comes to visit in Sunday school or at other times, that you'll share with her, that you'll help her along, and that you'll be guides to her as she grows. If so, if you promise to do these things, say we do.
We do.
We do. All right, thank you. So you can return to your seats now.
Okay, and Signe, would you come with me? So we're going to quietly all just look at this beautiful little child and send her our blessings as Signe walks her down a little bit so people can see her beautiful face. Blessings be to Eowyn. Normally we clap, but with a sleeping baby, I think it's not prudent. What is very clear is that we need one another. We need one another when we mourn and need comfort. We need one another when we accomplish some great purpose. We need one another. We cannot live alone. At this point, Gabrielle and Victor will alternately read out some of the needs that you, the people of the congregation, have articulated in your writings.
Strength.
Music.
Tolerance.
Patience.
Understanding.
Love.
Trust.
Energy.
Acceptance.
Courage.
Grace.
Community.
Faith.
Peace of mind.
May we be inspired to support one another and meet these needs which have been articulated, and may we be encouraged to support those needs which are left unspoken. Let's take a moment of silence together and then sing Spirit of Life.
This is a haiku of my own creation about light and its necessity towards growth. For those of you who don't know, haiku are a Japanese style of writing poems following a five-syllable first line, seven-syllable second line, five-syllable third line. Plants need light to grow. We all need light to grow, too. We need light for growth.
So I chose a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And essentially it speaks about how the only thing that can break darkness is light. Say, for example, you take the night sky. Breaking the darkness of the night are the stars and the moon. Or maybe say, if you turned off the lights in this room right now, the one thing that would break the darkness are the light from the windows. And the quote reads, "Darkness cannot break darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot stop hate. Only love can do that."
Good
This is a reading called Dark and Light, Light and Dark by Jackie James. Blackmail, blacklist, black mark. Black Monday, black moon, black hearted. Black plague, black mass, black market. Good guys wear white, black, bad guys wear black. We fear black cats and the dark continent. But it's okay to tell a white lie. Lily white hands are coveted. It's great to be pure as the driven snow. Angels and brides wear white. Devil's food cake is chocolate. Angel's food cake is white. We shape language and we are shaped by it. In our culture, white is esteemed. It is heavenly, sun-like, clean, pure, immaculate, innocent, and beautiful. At the same time, black is evil, wicked, gloomy, depressing, angry, and sullen. Ascribing negative and positive values to black and white enhances the institutionalization of this culture's racism. Let us acknowledge the negative connotations of whiteness. White things can be soft, vulnerable, pallid, and ashen. White can be blinding, bleaching, enervating. Conversely, we must acknowledge that darkness has a redemptive character, that in darkness there is power and beauty. The dark nurtured and protected us before our birth. Welcome darkness. Don't be afraid of it or deny it. Darkness brings relief from the blinding sun, from scorching heat, from exhausting labor. Night signals permission to rest, to be with our loved ones, to conceive life, to search our hearts, to remember our dreams. The dark of winter is a time of hibernation. Seeds grow in the dark, fertile earth. The words black and dark don't need to be destroyed or ignored, only balanced and reclaimed in their wholeness. The words white and light don't need to be destroyed or ignored, only balanced and reclaimed in their wholeness. Imagine a world that only had light or dark. We need both, dark and light, light and dark.
I chose a poem by Maya Angelou called Still I Rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may troll me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes? Shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me down with words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I've got diamonds at the meetings of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I am a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear the tide. Leaving behind the nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into the daybreak that wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. I chose this poem because it means a lot to me. It shows that no matter what happens to me or where life may take me, I'll find the strength to pick myself up and move forward.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built
to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's the reach of my arm, the span of my hip, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, a phenomenal woman.
I walk into a room, just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's in the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy of my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see.
I say, it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the light of my stride, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman.
Now you understand just why my head's not bowed, or I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud.
I say it's the click of my heels, the bend of my head,
takes a lot of courage to speak in front of a large group of people.
I'm going to take one second.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we just take a moment to get in touch with our breath, get back to the spirit of life. That's Monet Klein Scarce, beloved child who's grown up in the church. So let's lift her up in our heart. Send her a lot of good energy right now and get back to our own breath and lift up Monet and her family to the light as she's getting good care and getting more comfortable. That's a lot of love being sent to Monet.
I'll read the end of the poem that she selected. Now you understand why my head is not bowed. I don't shout or jump about. I don't have to talk really loud. When you see me passing by, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's the click of my heels. It's the bend of my hair. The palm of my hand. The need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That is me. And that certainly is Monet.